The Hockey Badgers locked up home ice for the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals next Wednesday. They'll take on Ohio State. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The 11th-ranked Badgers beat number 6 Penn State 7-3 in Happy Valley last night in the first of a two-game series. Badger assistant head coach Todd Kanat.
Always, especially the way the fans have been showing up. I hope we can get a few people in there. It makes a huge difference. And you look at our seniors, and we had 16,000 close the last time they played, and that was one thing they said is, let's not make this the last time. We end up losing that hockey game, and now we get another crack at it at home.
Wisconsin and Penn State closing out the regular season in action tonight. The top-ranked Badger women get a day off today before squaring off against Ohio State in the WCHA's final face-off title game tomorrow in St. Paul. Wisconsin beat Minnesota State 7-2 yesterday to advance. At the WIAA State Hockey Tournament today, boys Division I semifinals, Stevens Point shut out DePere 4-0 to advance to Saturday night's championship game. They'll take on the winner of Edgewood and University School. That game is underway this afternoon. In the NFL today, former Badger center Tyler Biadasz has agreed to a free agent deal with the L.A. Chargers. The Amherst native was released by Washington in a cost-cutting move. Wisconsin football team landed an in-state recruit to its 2027 class. Badgers receiving a commitment from three-star edge rusher Isaac Miller yesterday. The Waukesha native chose Wisconsin over offers from Ohio State and Michigan, among others. College basketball tomorrow, the Badgers will close out the regular Big Ten season at Purdue against the Boilermakers. And in the Big East, the Marquette Golden Eagles close out the regular season at home at the Fiserv Forum against UConn on Senior Day at Milwaukee. The World Baseball Classic underway, Team USA taking on Brazil today. The Brewers in the Cactus League facing Arizona. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.